Good evening, gentlemen. Our Amud tonight is Ayin Hey Amud Beis, Ayin Hey Amud Beis. We started with the Mishnah, the Gemara, and Ayin Hey Amud Aleph last time. Let's just do a quick review. We'll just read it through again just to see where we are, and we'll build on it. This Gemara is actually going to go through all the way until Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Let's go. The Gemara says like, the Mishnah says like this, an Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Ha'omer le'ishto kol ha'nedarim she'tadurim mekan ad sha'avu mekan ploni harei hein kayamin lo amar klum. If a husband says to his wife, I'm taking a business trip, and any neder that you take from the time I leave until I come back, I want those to be upheld. There's hakama. I want them to be upheld. She has not taken that vow yet, that neder yet. If I want them to be, I want to concretize them. I want to confirm them. We say that lo amar klum, he can't do it. He can't do it. Why can't he do it? Simply speaking, you can't confirm something that's not there. You can't cement something to the ground if it's not in existence yet. You can't put the cement there if there's nothing to put cement in. The hakama doesn't work. However, what about the following case? If he says, Hari hein kayem elomar klum, Hari hein mufarin, if he says, however, any neder that you take, I'm being made for them. I'm revoking them even before you took them. Any neder that you take is automatically going to be revoked. That's a machlokas. That's a debate. Rabbi Eliezer Amar Mufer. Rabbi Eliezer says is that they are revoked. These nedarim are revoked. They're revoked, even though they weren't there. We'll get to it in a second. V'chachamim Amrim Eina Mufer. Chachamim say, no, you can't revoke a neder before there's a neder. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say you can? You can't confirm a neder if there's no neder. Everyone agrees to that, but you can revoke a neder. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, as far as the following. The logic is like this. Im hafer nedarim shabo l'kal eser. If you are made for a neder, you revoke a neder that came to shabo l'kal eser, lo yafer nedarim shalo ba l'kal eser, you can't revoke a neder, shalo ba l'kal eser, didn't even come to be a neder yet, meaning he's saying like this. Once you have something that's a neder, and you can go uproot it, a husband has a right to uproot the neder of his wife. Husband has a right to uproot the neder of his wife. So if she already made a neder and he uproots the neder of his wife, he has 24 hours to do it. If he can do that, all the more so, before we even have a neder present, he should have the ability to stop it from being. To stop something from coming into being is a lot easier than to go ahead and undo something that's already there. That is the logic of Rabbi Eliezer. Again, if there's already a neder there, to go ahead and undo it, we're saying even that he can do, so all the more so he can stop it from coming into being. That is the logic of Rabbi Eliezer. Amrulo, the Chachamim disagree. Why? They say, you're right, logically you're right. Your Kal Vachomer is right, that if you can go ahead and revoke something that's already there, then therefore you could also, logically speaking, you should be able to stop it from coming into being, stop any neder that she's going to make, stop it from coming into being, that's true. However, the Chachamim say, we have a pasuk that says, Haryomer, Ishi Yekimena V'Ishi Yeferenu. Her husband can confirm a neder, and her husband can revoke a neder. As shebalakal hakim balakal hefer, only something that you can confirm is something you can revoke. And since we said that if the neder wasn't made yet, he can't confirm the neder to make it where it can never be undone by the husband, let's say. So therefore, he can't revoke it either. We're learning one from the other. Because it says in the pasuk, it both talks about confirming a neder. Once you confirm a neder, that means it's rock solid now. He can't undo it. She'd have to go to a chacham to go ahead and have a taras nedarim, but he can't undo it. So too, we say, if he can't undo it because he confirms it. Oh, sorry, let me try to go back. Since he cannot confirm a neder that was not made yet, he can't revoke a neder that was not made yet. Lo balakal hakim, lo balakal hafer. If it didn't come to a point where it can be confirmed, you can't go ahead and have hafara either. So therefore, we have a machlokas. We have a dispute between the chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. Whether you're allowed to revoke a neder that was not made yet. Can I put in that any neder that's going to be made is going to be revoked automatically? You know, you put in that automatic, you know, you have automatic withdrawals, automatic payments. This is an automatic. Can you put in an automatic hafara? An automatic hakama, meaning if she makes a neder, you can't say automatically, it's that. You can't, it's good, it's grounded, it's cemented. That you can't do. Now, why? Why is it different? Why is it different when it comes to hakama, when it comes to doing confirming a neder? So I think we can understand that. Because what does it mean, confirming a neder? Confirming a neder, like we said before, means that I have something present, I'm going to confirm it now. But if it's not here, it's not present, I can't confirm something that's not here. I can't say, well, once you make it, it's confirmed. That I can't do, because that's a second step to it. Revoking a neder is what you're doing, is you're basically putting the anti-netter agent on it before it's coming. You're putting this substance, it's not letting it come. It's not letting it come down, right? You have it's Teflon. You're putting Teflon here so there's no stick. The netter doesn't stick. That you can do, but to automatically confirm it afterwards, that you can't do it if it's not here yet. Oh, so the Gemara says the following. This that Rebbe Eliezer says, even though we paskin like the Chamim, the Gemara says, that you can go ahead and you can say from the beginning, any netter you make, I want it to be done and away with. I want to revoke it even before it's time. This is what Rabbi Elazar says, which seemingly, according to Rabbi Elazar, should come out, we don't paskin like him, is that once you get married, you can say to your wife, any netter you make, it's automatically revoked until death, right? Until death do us part. That you could say that, right? According to Rabbi Elazar, you can do that, right? We don't possibly like Rabbi Elazar, but technically speaking, it seems like you could. So according to Rabbi Elazar that says you can do this, how exactly does it work? The Gemara says, Ibayilahula Rabbi Elazar. Let's see, according to Rabbi Elazar, how it works. Mechal chalin ubetalin. Do we say is that when she takes the netter takes effect, but then it immediately gets revoked, it takes effect, but then it gets dissolved immediately. It's like there was a netter and it gets dissolved immediately. Oh, Dilmore, perhaps no. Lo chalin klal, the netter never takes effect. It's Teflon. It stops it from sticking in the first place, right? It stops it from sticking. So which way is it? Is it that there's a netter, but then it gets revoked? Because that's usually how Hafara works. How does Hafara work when she takes a netter? When she takes a netter, she had a netter, and then Hafara undoes the netter, right? It undoes the netter. Now, when it undoes the netter, we should just mention when it comes to Hafara, we'll see this in a moment. Hafara, when a husband undoes the netter, he's not undoing it retroactively. He's saying it from here on out, there is no more netter. There was a netter, but here on out, there is no netter. Fine. That's Hafara. So do we say there's a netter, but then he's saying, nope, the netter doesn't have effect? Or there never was a netter in the first place? So you're going to say, who cares? The Gemara says, l'may nafkamina. What's the halachic difference? Whether we're saying, when he makes a statement from the beginning to say there's no nether, right? Or whatever nether you say, excuse me, is going to be revoked. Is he saying there never was a nether? Or there was a nether and then it got revoked? What's the difference? The difference is the following. L'may nafkamina, turn the page. Top of ayin hey amud beis or amud tonight. Kagon de itfis achrini ba'hadin nidra. Is if we say the following, that somebody else heard this nether, right? He heard her say, for example, Harini Nazira. She said, I'm a Nazir. And somebody else heard this. And he says, Vani Kamokin. And he says, I am like that. Whatever she said, I am like that. If she said, Harini Nazira, she said, behold, I'm a Nazir. That's a netter, right? That's the way the Mepharsh says over here. And he comes in and he says, another guy on the street, he hears it. He says, I'm like that. I'm like her, right? I'm like that. Whatever she says, Vani Kamokin. I'm like that too. In that case, what do we say? So the Gemara says, Gevaldik. I amrit, if you want to say chalin, that the netter actually takes effect before it automatically gets revoked, havya tafisusa. Then we say there is tafisusa. Tafisusa means, is it took hold. It took hold. Tofis, the netter took hold. What does it mean, tafisusa, over here? There was itfis. We're saying there was itfis. It took hold. It took hold. Is the netter took hold? The guy who said, I am like her. Why? Because when he said, I am like her, what happened over here? When he said, I am like her, we're saying the nether, she had a nether. And he's saying, as soon as he heard her say that, he says, I want a nether like her. Since her nether took hold, his nether is also going to take hold. We'll get more into that in a moment, right? If we say is that the nether took hold, so his nether takes hold too. However, Iamrit, if we say lo chalin, if we say it never took hold, her netter never took effect, because since he said any netter she takes and want it to be revoked, that means it's Teflon. It never could take hold. Then we say lo ika mamasha. We say there was never a mamashus, there was never a substance of a netter. There was never a substance of a netter. It's as if she never took a netter. So if he says, I want to be like her netter, I want to be like her, right? I want to be like this too. So what do you mean? There's no netter here for anything to take effect. And since there is no netter for her to take effect, therefore we say it should be no good. Okay, so let's just go through this one more second, because the Ron spells out over here really beautifully. The Ron, it's a big Ron. It's actually on Amud Aleph, on Amrit over here. It's a big Ron. It's the last Ron on the page over here on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. It has to do with our Amud. But the Ron says something really beautiful over here. The Ron really has, let's just summarize one more time. A man says to his wife, when I'm leaving town, any netter you take by the time, when I'm gone, it should be revoked. Does that mean that any netter that she takes, it never took effect? Right? It never took effect. Or that means, no, it took effect, but then it's automatically revoked. What's the nafkamina? What's the halachic difference between the two? Is if we say it never took effect, and somebody said, let's just say somebody said in general, somebody said, whatever she said, her netter, I want that netter too. I want to be like that. So if we say it never took effect, so the guy who says, I want my netter to be like her netter, so it didn't do anything. There was never a netter. I want to be like that too. Well, she was never a nazira. She was never a nazir, for example. She never was a nazir, so it didn't take effect. But if she was a nazir and then it got it done, he heard it, and then it got undone, what do we say? We say in that case, well, in that case, it's very different. Why? Because it did take effect. So when the guy said, I want it to be like her netter, so also over here, we should say the same thing. So the Ron asks the question, and he says, why should that make a difference? Why should that make a difference? Is that it took effect, and then it was batal. At the end of the day, does she have a netter upon her or not? She's a Zorani Nazir. Is she a Nazir? No, she's not a Nazir. So if somebody else comes and he says, I want to be like her, Shkelech. Well, she doesn't have a netter, so he's not going to be a Nazir either. As soon as she said it, it gets undone. So even if he says it, by the time he's going to say it, he has to hear her say it. She says, Harini Nazir, and he says, Ani Kamuch, I'm like you, right? He says, Ani Kamuchin, I am also. But it doesn't make a difference, because as soon as she said it, it gets revoked. So how does this work? How does this work over here? Because it's only for one moment. How does that make a difference? Whether at the end of the day, it got undone. So the Ron says over here a couple of things. The Ron says is that it depends really how you're saying it. There's a Gemara earlier, we learned a little bit earlier on, it was way earlier in the Gemara in the Darim, is we learned earlier on, if somebody says zeh kazeh, this one says I want to be like this one, zeh kazeh. If you use the language of zeh kazeh, what you're saying is my neder should be just like that neder. But this guy is saying a different lashon over here. He's saying a different language. The way the Rashi, the Farsh says over here, is he says, Vani kamokach, and I am like that too. He's saying, I want to be like that. I want to be, not my netter is her netter, but I want to be like that, whatever she said. Is he saying a netter? Now, if he's saying that, so why do we care whether it takes place or doesn't take a place? He's saying, I want to be like that. Like her nether takes effect. I want that to take effect on me too. But it's going to have to take effect. That's what we're saying. If he says zekazet, then that's not going to make a difference. It gets undone, but her nether gets undone. So not really. Because we said before is when a husband revokes a nether from a wife, that's not like the Hataras Nadarim that we do. Hataras Nadarim, what we do after davening, Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah morning, or the Hataras Nadarim that we have in Kol Nidre. Hataras Nadarim that we do by a Chacham, Hatara, not Hafara by a husband, by Chachamim, or that we're saying together, we're all saying together to Hashem in Kol Nidre, that undoes our neder retroactively from one the time we made it. It makes it that undoing it all the way back. Over here, when her neder is undone, by your husband, that works differently. We've spoken about this before. That's only undone from now and onwards. Meaning she had a neder that she can't eat hamburgers, right? And he hears about it a week later. As soon as he hears about it, it's 24 hours to do hafara. For that week, can she eat hamburgers? No, she can't eat hamburgers. And if she ate a hamburger, she's violating a neder. And after that week, when he hears it, he says, no, I don't want you to have that. I want you to be able to eat hamburgers. That doesn't make what she did okay. Why? Because it doesn't undo what happened already. All that does is saying, from now on, you don't have that netter on you. So since we see the netter did take effect, and it doesn't undo that there was a netter there, somebody says, I want to be like her, we're also saying the same thing over here, is that netter should still take effect.
What if she completed her action before?
So therefore, over here, so what do we say? Which way do we say? The Gemara is going to bring six tashmas, I think it's six, on Ayin Ham of Beis, Ayin Vav Amad Aleph, and then we'll go all the way to the top of Ayin Vav Amad Beis. Tonight we're just going to do Ayin Ham of Beis. Let's take a look at a couple of the proofs we have. We're going to go through two of the six proofs tonight. Let's see. Three lines down in the Gemara, it says Tashma. Let's bring a proof. We're going to bring a proof from our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said in our Mishnah, Im hafer nadarim shabala kal iser. If once she already has a neder, right? Shabala kal iser. Once she has a neder that she said, I'm not going to eat meat. And then, so now if she eats meat, it's aser. And the husband can come, and we said, and he can go ahead, he can revoke that neder. Lo yafer nedarim shelo balakal iser. If she hasn't even made the neder yet, we said, all the more so, the husband should be able to prevent the neder from being made, right? What does that sound like to you? Does that sound like the neder was made and then it's undone, or that sounds like he prevented it from ever being made? It sounds like he prevented it from ever being made. In fact, the Gemara is bringing that as a proof. Shma mina lo chalin, is the neder never takes effect. What's the kal v'chomer? Let's speak out the kal v'chomer over here. Kal v'chomer again means if I'm able to lift 50 pounds, kal v'chomer I'm able to lift 40. It's the way it goes. So he's saying that if you can revoke a neder that already was made, all the more so you should be able to do so before it was made.
It's not a lesser thing, it's a different thing.
It's a different, but if you think about it, we're saying over here, you're right, we're saying is that what's more difficult, to undo something that's already there, or to undo, to prevent something from happening? We're coming and we're just saying logic. I could hear a difference, you're right, but we're saying logically the way we're setting it up, and Rabbi Elazar is seemingly, the Chachamim will agree to this, we'll see a little bit different when we talk about mikvah next week, but with Tevila. But we're saying over here, if I can undo it and it's already there, all the more so I can, if it's not there, I can undo it. Well, not undo it, you can just stop it from coming into being, right? You can prevent it from stopping the being. That is the logic of here. You can argue on that logic, but that's the logic that Rabbi Elazar is working with right there. That would mean that what? You're stopping it from coming into being. Because if we say it the other way, it doesn't make a lot of sense. If we say it that what? Since I can undo a netter she already made, so kal v'chomer, once the netter comes for a minute, I can also undo it. That's not a kal v'chomer, it's the same thing. So that's what it seems to be over here. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a proof. Why not? We said over here, there seemed to be a proof. So mi katani she'enan ba'in? Did it say over here, Einan ba'in, meaning I'm going to read the words again, is that the kal v'chomer said over here, is that Rabbi Elazar says, im hafer nedarim shebo'u leklal iser, if you can be made for a neder that came to prevent her from doing something, eating meat, let's say, lo yafer nedarim shelo ba'u leklal iser, is that can, therefore you should all the more, so you should be able to prevent a neder, you should be able to make for a neder shelo ba'u. That doesn't say over here, she'enan ba'in, that it doesn't come to. It's shelo ba'u. Shelo ba'u. What's the difference with the language that it says over here? Shelo ba'u. Shelo ba'u. That they didn't come. That it didn't come l'klal Iser. What does it mean it didn't come to klal Iser? Not that that will not come. It's that it didn't come. What does it mean over here? It means that it can also mean that what? A dayin lo ba'u. Means it took effect, but it didn't come to Israel because it's automatically undone. He's saying in the language, it's not so clear the way we're saying over here. Let me say it out, then we're going to see the Ron inside. The Ron will clear things up for us, and he'll definitely say it a lot better than I said it. As we're coming to Sefer, we thought the kal v'chomer was the following. We thought the kal v'chomer was if you can go ahead once she made a neder, and he can go ahead and undo it. So all the more so we wanted to say that if she hasn't made a neder yet, he can stop her from making a neder. That's the way we want to say it. So the Gemara says that's not so simple, because the Gemara didn't say that. It didn't say over here, Einan Bain, that it never came into being. It doesn't say Einan Bain didn't come into being. It says Shalom Baal Kal Iser. Shalom Baal means it hasn't come into Iser yet. Why? Because it did take effect, but then it got erased immediately, so therefore it's not going to be a problem. Now, why should we say that's going to be a Kal v'chomer? So to this, let's take a look in the Ron. It's a little bit long, but I think it'll just help us by seeing it inside. The Ron is the first full Ron on the page where you have the Dibur Maskil. It's the bold face print, about six lines down from the top. It says like this. It says, Tashma, Amr Lehem Rabbi Elazar, Im Hafer Nadarim Shabbat L'chal Iser, Shma Mina. Oh, no, I'm in the wrong one. I apologize. So we say over here that what? We say that. Okay, so the Ron says like this. Tashma, Amr Lehem Rabbi Elazar, Im Hafer Nadarim Shabbat L'chal Iser, Shma Mina Lo Chayalin. Nirbe Ena, Dimashumachim Ashmalei, De Lo Chayalin. We said is that it never took effect. Need to listen to Mesis and Lo Daikach, even though the Mishnah doesn't mean like this. Mishum Debish Lama Iamrit, I understand. If you say Lo Chayalin, that it didn't take place at all, it didn't take effect at all. Asila Kavachomer, it's a good Kavachomer. Like we said, De'i Hafara Mivatelis Nadarim, that if Hafara comes and it can cancel out a netter Shechalu Kavar that was already made, Kol Shekain Dema Akva, all the more so it can prevent a netter Shlo Yechalu. Aval i'amre, but if you say the chayalin ubatelin, if you said it took effect and then it got nullified, my kal v'chomer. We said we don't understand the kal v'chomer. Keep the chayalin hari ba'al l'chal Iser. So the Ron answers, says the Gemara, it answers, u'mahadulei im isa k'dekamret havilei letana l'misna she'ein boin. Is it should have said de'ein boin. It should have said de'ein boin. That means that it never came into being. It never came into being, she'ein boin. The ha'ilishna mashma da'afara ma'akva, it prevented it from being, b'hu. Shalo Yavoa didn't come. Fahalu katani hachi, right? De shalo ba'u katani. Rather, it says, lo katani hachi, de shalo ba'u katani, de mashwa dain lo ba'u, elisha sofen lavo. Rather, it's saying over here, it will come into being. Hilkach al-chor kentana b'zisun suffered the chayalin, is that it did take effect, ubetalin, and it was nullified afterwards. Vavilo hachi iku kavachomer. There's still a kavachomer. Why? Now this is the main part of the Ran. De'im hafara mivatelis nedarim shebo l'chaleser. Because if hafara cancels out nedarim that already came into effect, v'lo haisa hafara imahim, or v'lo haisa hafara imahim, and there was no hafara that tainted it, Kol shekein sheyafer nedarim shenoldu b'mumon imahin. Dino hafaras haba. He's saying that if hafara can undo a neder, so all the more so if the neder came into being with a defect, with a mum. Why? Because we always knew it was going to be canceled out. So since it came into being with this, the husband said, whatever nedarim you take, I want them revoked. So even though she hasn't made the neder yet, once she makes the neder, it comes into this world with a defect on it that it's not going to stay. So all the more so, it's going to be undone. It's still a difficult svara to say, but we're saying the kal vachomer would still work over here. Okay, so therefore we're saying we don't have a proof. Therefore, we're coming to say again one more time. Let's just go back to what we're trying to prove, and this is going to be the last one we'll go over tonight, this tashma. We're saying like this, the following. We have over here, a husband said to his wife, he said, I'm leaving on a trip. From the time I leave till I come back, any netter you take, I want it to be revoked. Can he do that from the get-go? The Chachamim say?
No.
You can't do that. Why? Just like you can't confirm a netter that wasn't taken yet, I can't undo a netter that wasn't taken yet. But we're going in Shita's Rebbe Eliezer that says, yes, you can. I can say that anything you take will be revoked. Does that mean that the netter never took effect? Or does that mean the netter took effect, but as soon as it took effect, boom, it was undone? What, again, is the nafkamina, the practical difference is if somebody else says, I want a netter like hers, once she says it, if it never took effect, so him saying, I want her like hers, he didn't do anything, there was never a netter. But if it took effect and then is automatically undone, we say, no, then his netter that he says he wants to be like hers, his netter will take effect, even though hers will become undone, since it took effect and then was automatically undone, we say is that his netter takes effect. Oh, let's go with the second proof which way we go, whether we say it takes effect and it's undone or it never took effect. The Gemara says like this, Tashma, Amar lehen Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says like this, Uma b'makum she'ein mefer nidrei atmo mishin neder. We say over here, it's when you already took a neder. Yosef says he took a neder, I'm not, right, he says that that getting the benefit from the area of Leshai is forbidden to me, that neder he's taken, he can't undo it. He can't undo it himself, right? However, mefer nidrei atmo atchelo yadr. So therefore, however though, I can say whatever neder I'm going to take is not going to be a good neder. That I can do. Meaning once I take a neder, I can't undo it myself, but I can prevent myself, but mefer nidrei atzmo ad shelo yadur. I can say whatever neder I'm going to take should not be a good neder. That I can do. So makom shemefer nidrei ishto. So therefore, in a place where you're allowed to, in a circumstance, shemefer nidrei ishto, that because you're allowed to be mefer nidrei ishto, once she already took the neder, misha tadr, ain't din, doesn't it make sense, sheyefer nidrei ishto ad shelo tadr, that you can be mefer and adarim before she take a neder? We're saying like this one more time. A person can say before, any neder that I'm going to say, right, is not going to be good. You can do that. You know where you do that? It's just like Steve just said, you do that every kol nidre, right? Any nedarim that I took, you do this every shana. Any neder that I take, I want it to be batol of betalin or mevatalin, or mevotalin, right? It should be no good. That I can do. But once I took the neder, there's no way I can undo it. So when it comes to your wife, that you, even something she already took, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to make it not a neder, you're allowed to make for it. Shouldn't we say kol shekein, you can say any neder she's going to take is no good? So that's our kol shekein over here. So one more time, we say, well, for yourself, you can't undo something you already did, but you can stop a netter from taking effect. So from your wife, since you can undo a netter she did, all the more so, you should be able to be made for the nedarim she has not taken yet. That is the proof of the Gemara. Sorry?
That's a better kol v'chomer.
That's a good kol v'chomer. It's not better. It's the same kol v'chomer. I think it's a good one, too. You like it better. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. That's the cover we're coming to say over here. I like the last one too. I thought it was a good cover homer. It's just saying which one's easier to take, but I hear what your objection is. So we're saying this is the cover homer. That was the cover homer here. So we say that what? My love to Ishto do me a delay. Shouldn't we say his wife was freezing for his wife, that he's doing it before she takes a netter, it should be good. So too for his. So when Yosef Shulman comes in and says, any netter I take should not be, or any netter I take should not be a good netter, what are we coming to say? We're preventing that netter from taking effect. So too with your wife, when you're saying that any netter she takes while I'm on my business trip should be no good, what are you doing? You're preventing that netter from taking effect. We're seeing over here that we're going like the side that says the netter does not take effect, right? Mahu delo chayalin. Just as his netter doesn't take effect, so to his wife. So not that it took effect and then got revoked. There never was a netter. So Gemara says, you're right. In theory, you could have said that. But lo, hakadisa, hakadisa. They're two different partios. We're saying, even though you can learn one from the other, that there is a difference between when a netter is already there, we're saying he can't undo his own neder, right? But he can undo his wife's neder. However, we're saying for the future that he's now saying whatever neder I take is going to be no good. When it comes to his wife's neder, though, we're saying is that no, it could just be that it does take effect, but then he revokes it. Why should there be a difference between the two? The question is you're saying, well, why? Why should there be a difference between the two? Shouldn't we say they're exactly the same thing? Shouldn't we say they're exactly the same thing? So the Ron says over here, and actually a lot of Rishonim ask, they say from here, so wait a second, let's talk about a second. You have somebody who comes, Yosef saying over here, whatever netter I take is going to be no good. Yeah? Get the pick on you tonight, I'm sorry. Is that whatever netter I take is going to be no good. And the question is why is that not going to be any good? Why do we say the netter I take is not going to be any good? Is what I'm coming to say is the following. There's a couple ways to say this over here. Is that what you're saying is that when now you come and take a neder, what happens? Why is it no good? Because you made that statement, the neder you're taking, it's called a neder bitos. Is I'm taking the neder by mistake. What does that mean? Why? Because I forgot I made that statement originally. The statement I made is I don't want to take nedarim. So when I do take a neder, that neder was a neder taken bitos. Because I already set it up from the beginning. I don't want to have nedarim. We see it as a neder that was done by mistake. And a neder bitos does not take effect. We say a neder bitos does not take effect. It never takes effect. We're saying it never takes effect. Whereas his wife, you can't say that. His wife is over here. What happened? The man said, whatever netter my wife takes, I don't want to take effect. If she doesn't know he said that, and she goes and takes a netter, is he still allowed to go ahead at the end of the day be made for the netter? He can after the fact. He definitely can. So if she doesn't know she said that, she doesn't know he said that, and she takes a neder, why is it undone? Not because she took a neder by mistake. It's dealing with a totally different thing. It's coming from a koach. It's coming from a power that a husband has to be mayfair his wife's nedarim. The question is, can he do that before the fact? So I could say, yes, he can. How does that work? Well, the same way it works afterwards. It's just like if I find out she takes a netter, I could say, okay, I'm being made for the netter now. So too, if I set it up beforehand, it's like this automatic kafara I'm setting up, that once she takes the netter, what happens? Once she takes the netter, what happens? Is that it's undone after it takes effect. Because that's how a fara works. A fara takes once you have something, is that I can now undo it. But if it's not there before, if it's not there yet, who's to say I'm there to prevent it? Therefore, I don't necessarily learn out one from the other. We could have, maybe yes, maybe not. And therefore, we have no proof. So at the end of the day, we don't have a resolution yet. We're dealing over here when a husband says, any netter you take, I want it to be mufar, I want it to be revoked. Did it take effect and then it got undone, or it never took effect? We had two proofs. One was from the Mishnah. We thought we had a good proof there from the Mishnah. That's Rabbi Elazar's Kal Vachomer. We said not necessarily from the language, even though it seems like a good proof. The second one over here is we say, well, just like your own netter, you can set up a statement. At first, it's called Masiris Muda. I can set up a statement to make my nedarim not work. So to a woman, that means I should prevent it. We say, no, they really can work two different ways. Therefore, you can't bring a proof one to the other.